Israel and the Palestinians have been holding talks today on withdrawing Israeli troops from the West Bank town of Hebron, and there are reports that they're close to an agreement. U.S. Middle East peace negotiator Dennis Ross has been shuttling between Jerusalem and Gaza. He is meeting with Palestinian President Yasser Arafat tonight. NPR's Eric Weiner says it appears an agreement is possible, but still far from certain.
It looks like we are close to a deal, perhaps closer than we've been in several months. There's been a lot of frantic shuttle diplomacy on the part of the U.S. mediator, Dennis Ross. He spent the last 2 days traveling mainly between Gaza and Jerusalem. For a while today, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu even joined in the talks himself, and there is word of a possible meeting that could take place any time, really, between Prime Minister Netanyahu and Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. But I should caution that we've really been close to a deal this close before, only to see everything collapse at the last minute. As one Palestinian official put it, nothing is agreed on until everything is agreed on.
Now, according to the original agreements, Israel should have pulled out months ago, but then the prime minister decided to remake the agreement. As a practical matter, what has that meant?
Well, what that really means is a matter of security. Prime Minister Netanyahu says he would honor the agreement, as you say, and go ahead and withdraw the majority of Israeli troops from Hebron, but he wants to ensure the security of some 400 Jewish settlers who live in Hebron, a city with a Palestinian population of some 100,000 people. So really, these international negotiations have come down to some very parochial issues. For instance, will the main street in Hebron be open or closed? What about the vegetable market that runs alongside the Jewish enclave in Hebron? Will that be open or closed? What kind of weapons will the Palestinian police carry, pistols or rifles? And these may seem like very small details, but with Prime Minister Netanyahu's emphasis on security and with the overall lack of trust on both sides, these details have loomed very large during these negotiations.
If there is a deal on Hebron, what will happen?
Well, within a matter of days, perhaps a matter of hours after the deal is signed by both sides, the majority of Israeli soldiers, some 80% of them, will leave Hebron. A few will remain, mainly stationed around the Jewish enclave, which is virtually in the center of Hebron. But Palestinian police will then take over most of the town. I should say, though, that reaching an agreement on Hebron and implementing that agreement are two very different things. Really, the situation in Hebron is tense. You have the most extreme elements of both camps living virtually side by side. You have a group of militant and mostly armed Jewish settlers on the one hand, and you have a Palestinian population that is largely sympathetic to the radical Islamic group Hamas on the other. And over the weekend, we did see a few clashes between these two groups and an indication of just how tense the situation is in Hebron.
Eric, if this does come off, if there is a Hebron agreement, then where do the discussions go next?
Well, I think everyone will breathe a sigh of relief for a few minutes and then move on to the challenge of continuing the peace process. I mean, Hebron represents a major pitfall, a major challenge, but it is only one step. There are still many, many outstanding issues. The question of Palestinian refugees, will they be allowed to return? The question of Jewish settlements on the West Bank. The status of Jerusalem, for instance, and really, really the big question, the overriding question is, will Israel permit an independent Palestinian state?
Thanks very much. NPR's Eric Weiner reporting from Jerusalem.